Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is about 9:12 on Friday morning. Friday, such a good day, best day of the week, and it's about to get even better for someone. The person who is calling 97 right now is going to get to go to our secret show pool party. Do, 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 do.
You're wrong.
That's da, 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 da.
You're wrong.
Hey, it's that time of year again. Sarah and Vinny's secret show pool party is back. You have to be over 21, but call us now because calling 97... 800-400-3697 instantly wins two passes to get into the secret show and to into the pool party afterward on July 11th, 2018. That's less than a month from now at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, and gets in the running for the daily grand prize, a wine country getaway for an indulgent two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Yesterday's winner was Amy in Menlo Park. Mm-hmm. So we'll be meeting up with her at the secret show, and she's got a couple nights to spend up there at the Fairmont. So all day long, we'll get people qualified. All day long, people will win tickets to the secret show and pool party. And tomorrow, I guess Monday, we'll tell you who won today's daily grand prize. Call now, 800-400-3697. Vincent, what's happening in the world of texts?
Lots of texts today, everyone. And we didn't really get to do any yesterday because we peaked with like three movies of review.
Oh,
so let's try to get some of your stuff out there today. Good morning, guys. Today is my very best friend Alicia's birthday. Last year, you wished her a happy birthday, and it would be incredible if you could do the same this year on her 30th.
Oh, Alicia, 30 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 30s are a great decade.
Yeah. You don't realize
it. I really miss them.
You really do not realize
it. They go by fast, too.
You see that 4 coming, though, and you're like, what the?
Forget it. I see the 6 coming now.
Oh, my God.
I know. What the F happened? We were 30 when we got here.
I know.
You were in your 20s.
I know.
What happened?
What's the name the Boston guy says the whole time?
Jay.
What
the hell is that thing? Oh, it looks hurt. She called the aquarium.
510, Vinny, will you start teaching your little one how to surf, or have you already started? I will teach her, but we haven't started yet. She's working on her swimming skills.
Yeah, she's a strong swimmer.
She's right now. She's getting the bike mastered, which is.
But she has good balance.
Balance things will help for sure. But you're gonna have to like it and want to do it.
And you're gonna want to put her in one of those like heavy duty, you know, water skiing vests.
No, I don't want to. Her mom will make her.
Yeah, no, you got it. I mean, listen, the ocean, it does not care who you are or who loves you. You need to be super careful, little thing, you know.
I got her. We don't need the vest, but apparently...
What if something happens to you?
Nothing. What?
You don't know.
What are you, her mom? This is all this...
I'm her aunt.
I had this conversation once before already, and I lost it the first time.
Well, I won't lose it again.
Fine. The vest it is.
Strap her in. Let's get some leg floaties, too.
No.
A head floaty, arm floaties.
All the stuff.
Let's put her in a floaty suit.
Laughing that human, it's not you, it's me, bro, Khalili, is in any way put out that the texters are unhappy with him and the many wrong things he often, hurtful things he says.
That was so well written. Thank you for that.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Is he saying scree, scree, scree? Scree, scree, scree?
Someone said he's making the sound of a bed squeaking.
Oh, like squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Like boning.
No. What's he doing then?
It's the, you know, when you drive a car, it's the skirt, 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 skirt is what it is.
Oh, like tire screeching?
Mm-hmm.
Like skirt, skirt,
yeah, it's a tire screeching wannabe sound effect.
Or screech, 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 screech.
I like screech.
I like screech. I like squeak, too.
I like squeak.
I like sweet, sweet,
I like sweet, sweet, sweet.
I like screech, 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 screech.
650 says, you guys need to bring back the trivia at the end of your show, Sarah and Vinny. I used to tune in to hear Vinny and Gretchen battle it out. 0 a.m., but just thinking that I'd get to listen to you guys since 6 got me through it. Love you guys.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry. Today was a crazy, well, surprise. It was a Friday show. We were a little off our meds today.
By the way, Hooman, why do you think not liking you is such a common thing? Is there a workbook for that?
Oh, he's taking, he's not even listening right now. He's getting a winner for our secret show.
707 says, Double Rainbow Guy is on the list at number 54, Sarah.
Oh, all right. They didn't give me the full list. They just gave me the highlights. But they gave me 4 pages of it, so I figured he's got to be on there.
He's got to. Mike Shinoda does sing. That sounded like him on the first song you played, says 707.
Well, it makes sense if it's his debut solo album that he would not just be the guitar player.
Often, not always, but often, guitar players are singers too. They just end up with a better singer in the band, right. And so they
can concentrate on their right.
They do vocals, background vocals, but often they can sing.
Sure.
831, you're killing me this morning.
Oh, but we do.
I don't know. That's all. Like just said that.
Killing in a good way, or
let's
go with
that.
Right. It's Friday.
925 says, "You light up my life."
You light up my life.
717 says, "Pretty sure Ty Dolla Sign is making the sound a bed makes during sex."
Screech, 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 screech. Squeak, squeak.
925 says, "Dude, that sounds like Vinny." Sarah, you would probably diss Louis Armstrong too.
Who'd I diss?
You were dissing Ty Dolla Sign, and then you dissed Joe Cocker, too.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not his biggest fan. He's fine. People like him. I don't know. Not for me.
So the skirt comes after her saying, drive a Mercedes.
Oh, skirt, 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 skirt.
You know what I'm saying?
Skirt, 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 skirt. It's like, skirt, 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 skirt. Skirt, 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 that's fun to do. Singing is so fun. Oh, I'm going to sing my ass off this weekend. Can't wait.
707 says, I'm almost 60 and in a professional career, so I had 2 chemical peels so I wouldn't look like an old lady, and it took away my freckles. I didn't really notice until I heard Vinny's story about freckles.
Oh, wow. Chemical peels can be super. Remember that one lady? We had a sales lady, had to be 15 or more than that even, because it was at the old building. She got a chemical peel. And the poor woman, she must have taken a day or two to recover, too, but she came back and it looked like, you know, someone got her with a frying pan, a hot one.
Ooh, like it looked painful.
It looked, yeah, it was like, and then she still had to work and everything.
Oh, I know.
It's like, oh,
so
you poor thing.
Yeah. And it lasted like that for a couple months.
Yeah, it wasn't like just a couple days. Like her face had to heal up from it.
Yeah.
Yikes. Remember that girl at our old building that used to wear she had like the most crazy obvious change the color of your eyes contact lenses?
Yes.
And we're like, oh, you got contact? She goes, no, I don't.
And her eyes were purple.
Yeah. And we're like, but I can literally see them floating. No, this is my eye color. Come on, Adele.
Well, that's a person that you just go, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah, you're like, okay, great. All right. Great. So you're
weird.
Not based in reality.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to even bother. You just made it so that I just pass you without even saying hi. Forget it.
It was so weird.
Here's an old picture of one of our outdoor summertime shows.
I'm pregnant in that one.
No.
I can't be. Oh, I just look pregnant. Okay.
What?
No, that's recent.
Well, it's probably within the last eight years or so. But
no, you're not.
Because I see Jamie there and Icky. So obviously, it's more. I didn't have a kid since then. But look at me. I look totally pregnant.
Well, I didn't think that at all. But okay,
we'll take a look.
650 says, "Can I get a shout out for my wife Sue? Today is her last day after teaching first grade for 20 years."
Oh, Sue,
she's retiring.
Thank you for helping the little ones along. It's an important job.
With that picture came the message that says, please wish my daughter, Michaela, happy sweet 16.
Oh, is that the little girl in the middle?
Yes.
Oh, God, time flies. Enjoy that little girl, Vinny, and the new one.
I'm going to.
They'll be making their own dinner before you know it.
That'll be okay, too.
Oh.
The imposter syndrome's been around for ages. I remember reading an article about it in the 90s and thinking, that's me.
That's so funny. I didn't realize there was a name for it or that other people felt that way. So it's, I actually find it very comforting to hear that there's an imposter syndrome. You feel like, God, someone is going to figure out that I have no idea what I'm doing. They're going to realize that I should go away. Oh, they're going to strip me of everything. Oh.
Sarah should just send her dad topless photos of Yuzette for Father's Day.
Oh, my God. He'd love that. Can I do that?
And your mom would murder me.
You don't have to tell my mom.
Ellie knows all.
Ellie wouldn't care.
Please. He'll go 2 miles from their house out in the boat and take care of what he needs to out there.
Mm. Oh, God.
A little fish oil. Come on.
Jesus Christ, Benny. My dad doesn't do that.
He doesn't?
No. That's your thing.
Oh, that's my. I'm. It's exclusive.
You're the only
to me.
Dude who does
I'm the
that.
One person that
all the
does
other
that.
Guys are like, ugh.
All
gross.
Right. Hey, Ben. The other day you were talking about Christina driving Isla. I thought your missus' name was Dusty. No, that's just what she was called the first
20 years we knew her.
Bunch of years, because you know
it just got silly after a while. We were all just, you know. I mean, I guess once you guys were, once you had a kid together and then a house
official.
Together, and now you're. Engaged to each other. It's like, can we just like call her by her real name? It has been weird to say Christina, though.
Yeah.
It is. But it's weirder for me to say Dusty when I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Dusty.
She no longer gets her identity protected.
Mm. Yeah, she's thrown her lot in with you.
Right. Yuzette, my sister-in-law had hers reduced, and it's the best thing she ever did.
That's what people say.
Only off work for a week and still has a decent rack, but no neck and back pain and can wear a t-shirt with no bra. She wishes she had it done years ago. Don't they they scar you dramatically, though? Like, the scarring is dramatic.
I believe
so
it
even
is.
Even though you've sized yourself maybe more
they
physically appropriate.
Take stuff out.
Yeah, they really are...
And they have to make less skin there, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like just, you know, it's not like getting them put in where they can just make a tiny little hole and put it in.
Yeah, that seems way easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I told you, my girlfriend had a reduction and her breast grew back.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a bummer.
Mm. I know. After all that, she struggled with the decision to do it.
Sure.
Even wondered if her husband would love her still.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, he's going to love you no matter what.
Yeah.
And then I saw her. I'm like, what? She goes, I know. They grew back.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Did she get heavier or something?
Like,
no. What happened?
No.
They just decided, this is not our size. That's disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than read all of them, the reviews of the Leo and...
Garage Cat and Stinky?
It's not Stinky. Why do I have so much trouble with
this? Because it's Stinky.
It's not.
But that's who the characters are. Garage Cat and Stinky, the new cats on the show, yeah.
The reviews are mixed.
Yes, yeah.
For that segment.
People were not psyched about the Spectrum thing.
Right. We hope
I wasn't
don't
offended.
Leave us.
I got a kid on the Spectrum, and I didn't even put two together. And I don't even know why that cat decided it was on the Spectrum. It's not okay. I agree. We're a-holes.
408 says, that news lady actually, who fell, actually broke a number of ribs. Ha, ha, ha.
Why is that funny?
Ha, ha, ha. Ribs.
I'm originally from the 707, and now I live in Houston, Texas, so I never get to see the Looking Glass because I'm already at work. I download the podcast and listen later. I'm on vacation and decided to watch while doing mom chores. Needless to say, I almost number one myself laughing during the montage when Husky seamlessly went from praise hands during Ed Sheeran to pimp hands during Rain on Them Hoes.
I make it rain. Hoes make it rain on them hoes.
There is some contradiction there, isn't there?
There is. Listen, hoes need love too. Jesus loves hoes. He loves them all. He loves everyone. No matter who you are or what you do.
Jesus wears Prada too, right?
I don't know.
Didn't we decide that?
I thought Jesus only wore robes.
I thought we'd...
And sandals.
Maybe he's got to protect his eyes.
Oh, he wore Prada sunglasses.
Yeah, right.
Hooman doesn't want to talk about Jesus. He thinks it's crass.
Hooman's
already gone. I saw him wrapping up his power cords and stuff a minute ago.
I know. Right? I turn around and his keyboard is right in front of me. So I'm like, is he even here yet? Or still? Hooman?
Vinny, how excited are you for Meg, the movie this summer? I've been waiting 10 years for this.
Meg?
I don't know anything about it.
Hooman, a like movie Meg? Called Meg? Is he still here?
He's right there. Hooman. Hooman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we disturbing you? You do your thing. You do you, buddy.
He's got charities to go to, you guys.
Let's just tap out. We're good.
All right. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, what a fun week this has been.
You just took my head clean off.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's good. It's all good. I mean, I'm ready to go home, too.
Yeah, we're going to go have a great weekend. I hope everybody does. Maybe it'll cool down. It was supposed to cool down.
Whatever. It's summer. Summer's here. It's time.
Summer.
It's time for the sunshine and the swimsuits, right?
And barbecues.
Right.
And all the fun stuff that you do outside. So enjoy it, and we'll meet you back here on Monday. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.